It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, September 15th, 2014. Today is the birthday of American humorist Robert Charles Benchley, born in Worcester, Massachusetts in 1889, who was best known for his work as a newspaper columnist, frequent contributor to the country's best literary magazines, and as an actor. His writing talents were first showcased in the Harvard Lampoon during his student days. Later, he would delight readers of such premier publications as Vanity Fair and The New Yorker with his barbed satiric essays, which would influence other modern humorists, including Bob Newhart, Dave Barry, and Mark Russell. Benchley was also a charter member of the celebrated Algonquin Round Table, a notable group of New York City writers, critics, actors, and wits who met for lunch each day at the Algonquin Hotel, where they poked fun at each other and traded wisecracks, witty puns, and other wordplay. As an inside joke, they called themselves the Vicious Circle and dispersed accounts of their daily gatherings in the newspaper columns written by many of the group's members. Others in the circle included playwrights George S. Kaufman and Mark Connolly, columnist Franklin Pierce Adams, sports writer Haywood Bruin, author and screenwriter Dorothy Parker, and critic Alexander Walcott. Membership was not official, so others joined from time to time, including actress Tallulah Bankhead, comic Harpo Marx, who presumably had something to say, playwright Edna Ferber, and humorist Frank Sullivan. Benchley's daily association with this glittering array of wits in the 1920s made for exciting opportunities for creative collaboration and even helped him launch a film career. He soon flourished in Hollywood, and his short film How to Sleep was not only a popular hit, it won the Academy Award for Best Short Subject in 1935. He made numerous film appearances, working with such greats as Alfred Hitchcock, Joan Crawford, Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, and Fred Astaire. Benchley's film work pulled him away from his writing, and he published nothing new in the last 5 years of his life other than two collections of old newspaper columns. He died of a sudden stroke in New York at 56 on November 21, 1945. His health ruined by years of heavy drinking. His characters were typically exaggerated representations of the common man, and his definition of humor was simplicity itself. It's anything that makes people laugh. Here are a few examples of his marvelous wit. It took me 15 years to discover that I had no talent for writing, but I couldn't give it up because by that time I was too famous. Or, anyone can do any amount of work provided it isn't the work he is supposed to be doing at the moment. And finally, my favorite, drawing on my fine command of the English language, I said nothing. The quotations are from Robert Benchley, a biography by his son Nathaniel, published by McGraw-Hill in 1955, Robert E. Drennan's The Algonquin Wits from the Citadel Press, 1968, and C.E. Sylvester's With Truth as Our Sword, from eBook Time, 2005. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 15th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.